Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loan truck drivers out there, all my bus drivers riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 IBEW workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night mailmen, mailwomen, all my postal workers out there, making sure that people get their mail and packages in a safe and timely fashion as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night funeral home workers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Thank you for spending your Tuesday morning with me. Hope you're having a great start to your day. And we got a lot to get into this morning, first and foremost with the Atlanta Falcons, because we got a lot of news yesterday. Raheem Morris spoke to the media as well. We'll let you hear from him in just a little bit, because a part of his press conference was addressing some of that news we got yesterday. So we'll get to that here in just a bit. But the first news Atlanta Falcons-wise that I want to start with is that the Atlanta Falcons have released wide receivers coach Ike Hilliard. They announced that officially yesterday. And look, it felt like somebody had to pay the piper after Sunday's just not great performance. And we know we talked about wide receivers not looking great at all times, specifically Darnell Mooney. Raheem Morris did address Darnell Mooney when he was asked about it, I guess I should say, and he addressed it and said, he's, you know, And I meant to bring this up yesterday because I knew a caller brought it up when we were taking your phone calls on the Falcons 30-0 loss to the Panthers. I do think, and Raheem Morris said this yesterday as well, I do think part of Darnell Mooney's struggles on Sunday, because he did struggle a little bit, and some of it was on him, some of it was on Michael Penix Jr. And I do think some of it was rust that had to deal with Darnell Mooney. Because remember, he missed most of preseason. He missed most of training camp with that shoulder injury. So he's still getting to the swing of things. He's still getting his sea legs under him. So I am not surprised there was a little bit of rust on the part of Darnell Mooney. Yes, he played a little bit last week. I do realize that. But still, I completely understand there being some rust there. So when Raheem Morris said that yesterday, that didn't surprise me at all. That's honestly what I expected to hear. So I do think Darnell Mooney does deserve a little bit of slack when it comes to his performance. And again, everything wasn't even completely on him. Michael Penix didn't do him any favors at times, so we do have to remember that as well. But when it comes to Darnell Mooney, he's rusty. But going back to the original story, and that is Ike Hilliard being let go by the Atlanta Falcons, like I said, it felt like somebody had to take the fall and somebody had to, for lack of a better term, eat one for the performance on Sunday. It ended up being wide receivers coach Ike Hilliard. So TJ Yates, the passing game coordinator, is going to assume the responsibilities of coaching the wide receivers, I'm guessing probably for the remainder of the season until they can get a new wide receivers coach in at the end of the year. But again, you never want to see anybody lose their job. But again, it felt like somebody, like I said, had to pay the piper for this. And we'll see if this invigorates the team a little bit. And they're like, oh man, somebody lost their job because of the way we all performed as a collective unit on Sunday. We got to step it up. We got to lock back in. We got to get back right. So hopefully that's a little bit of a wake-up call to not only the players, but the rest of the coaching staff and everybody in the Atlanta Falcons organization. But Ike Hilliard, no longer the Atlanta Falcons wide receiver coach. That was part of the big news yesterday. The other big news yesterday was that Zach Robinson, the OC, he is moving from the coach's booth to the field. And we'll let you hear Raheem Morris talk a little bit more about this and the benefits of this in the next segment. But just my initial reaction was they want to make sure they don't have any more headset communication issues. And the way to guarantee that is to have Zach Robinson on the field where he can talk to Michael Penix directly. They can have some sort of wristband for Michael Penix, and Zach Robinson can kind of signal out play calls and things of that nature. So we'll see exactly what that looks like on Sunday when the Falcons take on the Commanders. But that's a way to, one, remedy the communication issues they've been having, it seems like now all season long from what I've been hearing. And two, it also give Zach Robinson a little bit of change of scenery. I don't know if or how this will necessarily affect maybe how Zach Robinson calls plays. I don't know if that's going to do anything for him, really. I don't know if that necessarily what this move was for. I think this move was pretty much about the communication issues, the headset issues, and things like that, and to make sure you don't have those anymore. We'll see if this changes up how he calls plays. I mean, because it does change up how he sees the field. You know, usually, well, you'll see some OCs sitting up in the coach's booth, obviously like Zach Robinson and others, and then you'll see other OCs, and it's obviously when OCs are head coaches, they got to be down on the field, but you'll see other OCs who aren't head coaches be on the field as well. It just depends on how they want to see the game and view the game, some like that bird's eye view from up top so they can see, get a clear view of defensive formations and things of that nature. And other guys like to be closer to the field. So we'll see how Zach Robinson adjusts to being on the field. And again, I'm not sure how much it'll affect his play calling, but that is something to watch out for when we take on the Commanders on Sunday. So that'll be an interesting part of it. But again, I think this is mostly to do with and to remedy the communication issues, the headset issues that they've been having, it seems like, again, throughout the season. So we'll see. But Zach Robinson is moving out of the coach's booth to the field. That was the other bit of Atlanta Falcons news that we got yesterday. Lastly, some other Atlanta Falcons news, though. The last piece of Atlanta Falcons news that we got yesterday, and this one was kind of surprising to me, honestly. And, you know, I don't get to see practice on a daily basis now that they are in season. And so obviously they haven't been that impressed with this guy that I'm about to talk about, but the Falcons released C.J. Henderson, cornerback C.J. Henderson, from the practice squad, and considering A.J. Terrell is out with a hamstring injury right now, it's a little telling because you're like, man, what? You wouldn't think you would want to give up any quality corners right now with A.J. Terrell out, and you got D. Alford obviously starting in that spot, so that shows you what they how much they think of D. Alford and how much they like D. Alford. But I just wouldn't think they would do that now. I would think they would wait to do that until A.J. Terrell is ready to come back just in case. But, again, not sure what happened, but it seems like I guess they just weren't that impressed with C.J. Henderson. Maybe they're wanting to bring in a different corner. I don't know. We'll find out. Time will tell. But I thought C.J. Henderson would be a guy that, especially with a guy like A.J. Terrell getting hurt, I thought he would be a guy that would come in and definitely get some, at least some snaps on the field and play some sort of role on this Falcons defense this year, because I didn't think C.J. Henderson was that bad of a player. Did I think he was the guy that he was still coming out of Florida, coming out of college? Not necessarily, but I still thought he could find himself a role in this Falcons defense. I thought he could still find himself a spot on this Falcons defense, but obviously not, and he is now done with the again. Falcons announced yesterday as well that they released cornerback C.J. Henderson from the practice squad. So we know now that it's going to be a lot of D. Alford, obviously, taking over that spot for A.J., Clark Phillips, Mike Ford, as those guys are the ones that are going to be really looked upon and called upon as far as that cornerback spot goes. And obviously, you know, Billy Bowman, but he was already in there. But when you talk about guys getting a ton of reps already before the A.J. Terrell injury, you look at, again, D. Alford. You look at maybe Mike Ford, Alford, but and then Clark Phillips maybe a little bit too. So interesting move to me when I saw that. I was like, why do that now? It just seemed like it didn't seem like or it had to do that now. But, hey, again, you know, they've been seeing something that they aren't too happy with when it comes to C.J. Henderson. And so they decided to move on. But I do want to bring up some other news real quick, and we'll rehash this when we talk about the rest of the NFL and go around the league a little bit later on in the show. It is Hometown Tech with your boy Dylan Matthews, by the way, here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 99 The Game. Appreciate you as we're just recapping all the news we got out of the Falcons corner yesterday. Obviously, joining us, wide receivers coach Ike Hilliard was let go by the team yesterday. The Falcons officially announced that. Also told the media yesterday that Zach Robinson is going to go from the coach's booth to the field, mainly to deal with and to remedy the headset communication issues they've been having. And then also the Falcons announced yesterday that they have released cornerback C.J. Henderson from the practice squad. And the one thing I do want to bring up is coming from the Commanders side of things, and that is Jaden Daniels is still day-to-day right now. Head coach Dan Quinn, now Commanders head coach, did reveal yesterday that Jaden Daniels is still day-to-day. So we'll see if he ends up playing. I would like to think, at least at this moment in time, I know Marcus Mariota played well, but I would at least like to think at this point in time, we're going to see Jaden Daniels on Sunday. Now we'll see. I could be wrong, but I would like to think we're probably going to see Jaden Daniels if I had to guess. But again, we'll find out. And look, either way it goes, you're going to have to deal with a guy who can move around in the pocket, will move around in the pocket, and you're going to have to deal with that. You did a solid job of that when, obviously, you took on J.J. McCarthy on Sunday night. And when you talk about last game, Bryce Young, he didn't run around like a whole lot, but he was able to buy enough time and scramble around and run around to, obviously, do some good things for the Panthers offense. So still going to have to deal with that and still going to have to make sure you find a way to limit either the legs of one Marcus Mariota or one Jaden Daniels. But right now, again, Jaden Daniels still currently day-to-day with a knee injury. So we'll find out if he ends up playing or if we'll see former Atlanta Falcons quarterback Marcus Mariota being coached up by former Atlanta Falcons head coach Dan Quinn. Oh, that would be something, would it? The only thing I pray and hope doesn't happen is that if it is Marcus Mariota, don't let us lose to Marcus Mariota and Dan Quinn. Now, it wouldn't be that bad losing Dan Quinn. We lost to Dan Quinn last year, obviously, when we played the Commanders. But that was with Jaden Daniels. That was a rookie phenom quarterback, Jaden Daniels. Don't let us lose to Dan Quinn with Marcus Mariota at quarterback. Come on now. Don't let it happen. Please, please don't let it happen. But he might not even play. Again, I think Jaden Daniels will end up playing, but we'll see. All right. When we come back here on the Hometown Take, we'll let you hear from Raheem Morris talk about the benefits of Zach Robinson moving from the coaches' booth to the field. And he had some other things he was talking about as well. That's coming up next here on the Hometown Take. 5 minutes from now, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Back to your early morning sports fix. This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. I hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to work, already at work. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to the gym, already at the gym. I appreciate you as well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the radio station wherever you are and whenever you want to. Shout out to my girl Noelle White holding it down, doing a great job as always. Appreciate her. And we are just a few minutes away from letting you hear from Raheem Morris. I do want to first let you know, though, that we got some special stuff coming up on 99 The Game that I got to let you know about here. And we'll tell you about that in just a second. But again, when it comes to this Falcons and Panthers game and the Falcons loss, it does make you a little bit, obviously we were very upset yesterday and we vented to each other and we got all our emotions out. But at this point, it's time to turn the page and look forward to Washington. But before we continue to get into that and before I let you hear from Raheem Morris, do got to let you know that the most comprehensive coverage of Major League Baseball is right here on Sports Radio 99 The Game, because you turn to our Braves insider, Grant McCauley, every Sunday it is usually. But right now with football season in full swing, it's moving around a little bit. So we'll tell you more about that in just a second. But from the Diamond is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Again, where you get your most comprehensive coverage of Major League Baseball is from our Braves insider, Grant McCauley. He's going to bring you up to date on the latest Braves news with exclusive interviews and analysis you can only get right here on From the Diamond on 92.9 The Game. This week's show is on Saturday at noon. Like I said, things are fluctuating with college football season, but this Saturday at noon, Grant will be on and bring you From the Diamond. It's brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today. And by 50 Floor. Visit 50floor.com for your free in-home estimate. It's From the Diamond with Grant McCauley this Saturday at noon on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Speaking of the Braves, just real quick, just show them some love. How about them winning 9 games in a row? Just like it seems like out of nowhere. And I know they got Chris Sale back and he's healthy now and that's helped. And Spencer Strider has looked like his old self. And we're scoring a ton of runs now. I think Ronnie hit a homer last night. Unfortunately, Ozzie Albies did leave the game with a fractured, what was it? Is it Hammett bone? I think is how you pronounce it, in his left hand. So that was unfortunate news. But Braves, 11-5 winners over the Washington Nationals last night. Now 9 in a row. Now only 9 games under 500. So, hey, just going out strong. And look, when I first, and just a, this is a very quick diatribe on the Braves. When I first saw the Braves winning all these games, I was like, what are we doing winning all these games for? Like, why now? Like, we win all these games out of nowhere now. Like, okay, sure, too little, too late, big whoop. But then when I was just thinking about it the other day and then thinking about the Braves, I was like, you know what? This is good. This isn't a bad thing. We shouldn't look at this like, oh, now y'all want to do this. Oh, now y'all want to do all this winning. I don't think we should look at it that way. I think we should look at it as, if they can continue this winning streak and take it to as long as they can, that's a great way to end the season. And it's not even to say they have to win all the rest of their games to for you to feel that way, but if they go, they win what? They've won 9 in a row now. Let's say they win, you know, 10 of their last however many games they got left, or, you know, they just finish, you know, they finish strong, basically is what I'm saying, because without the having the schedule in front of me, without knowing how many games they have left in front of me, I'll tell you in a second. But seeing them finish strong is good, and we should be happy about them finishing the season on a high note, finishing the season on a winning streak, and having this win streak under their belt as they go into the offseason. We should be happy about that. We shouldn't be like, oh, man, why are they winning all these games now? You couldn't do this earlier. Like, yeah, you can feel that way, but I think the better way to look at it is, okay, they figured out something here. They've maybe got something lined up for next year. And you got some good things to look at. You got Hyung-Soo Kim, who's been looking good. Nacho Alvarez. Nacho! He's been looking good. Ronnie's been doing Ronnie things. Matt Olson was just named the NL Player of the Week. So, to finish this season strong, like it seems like they are, that's good, and that'll give you good momentum going into next year to where maybe you can get off to a hot start. Because remember, you got off to an 0-7 start this year, and you know that part of that was the teams you were playing. I mean, you were playing the Dodgers, you were playing the Padres in back-to-back series, both on the road out on the West Coast, so it wasn't easy. But still, hopefully, with this strong finish, that'll give you momentum to get off to a hot start next year. We'll see, but again, it should be looked at as a positive that the Braves are finishing the season strong. And by the way, as promised, they have 5 games left. So even if they don't finish the season on a, what would that be, a 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 game winning streak, excuse my counting on the air, but even if they end up winning, what, they are on 9 games and they got 5 left. So if you say, let's say they win 11 of their last 14, or 12 of their last 14 or something like that. You feel good about that, and you should feel really good about that. All right, I wasn't expecting to go on a diatribe about the Braves, but you know, hey, that's the tangent that we went on. But Braves won 11-5, now 74-83, and hopefully they can continue to finish the season strong. They're back at it tonight just while we're talking about it, and we're going to have – it is going to be Hurston Waldrop versus Brad Lord tonight. So hopefully – Hurston Waldrop can continue to look good as he has pretty much this second half of the season. All right, as promised, let's go ahead and get to Raheem Morris, get back to the Atlanta Falcons. It is your boy Dylan Matthews on a Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios. We're talking about the Atlanta Falcons right now. We're about to let you hear from Raheem Morris as he addressed the media yesterday. And one of the big things that came out of the Falcons camp and came out of the Falcons organization yesterday is the news that Zach Robinson is going to be moving from the coach's booth to the field, and Raheem Morris announced that yesterday, and here's him talking about that.
We'll move Zach down to the field to be able to get that little cleaner communication for him, to be able to get it to him if something does happen along those lines, to be able to be more visual and see the quarterback and be able to do some of those different things, to have him have a clear line of communication with Mike to be able to help him out a little bit more. And we definitely hold some responsibility in those things, and we'll go out and do those things.
There you have it. Want to make sure that communication obviously is a lot better. You don't want those, again, they've been having those headset issues, and you don't want those to continue to happen. You want to make sure that's fixed and not make sure that's not an issue and make sure that's not a obstacle you have to go through, a hurdle you have to jump over, and you just want to make sure that's no longer a thing. And Raheem Morris, still on the topic of Zach Robinson moving down to the field, talked about what the benefits he thinks will be that'll come from Zach Robinson moving to the field.
I think it's just communication that Zach can, you know, kind of get across down in the field. You know, that's how we practice. That's how we do our walkthroughs. That's how we do every single thing on the field. Those two got a great relationship, you know, out in the practice field, out in the game day, out on everything. So, like getting them closer to the action, getting them closer to the environment, getting them closer to the play caller, getting them closer to all those guys, being able to get the reactions and get a feel for what the temperament is on the grass as well, I think all would be helpful. And that will happen. That happened today throughout our process.
That's a good point that I didn't think about, being able to catch the vibe of the players and just have direct contact. You know, it's one thing to talk through a headset, but it's another to look Michael Penix Jr. or look an offensive player in the eye and have a conversation with them about whatever the case may be, what they're seeing, what they're feeling, what they think, you know, players should do, what they want to go with as far as a play call or a type of play goes. So that could definitely help, and we'll see if that ends up paying dividends as far as this Atlanta Falcons offense goes. But that is something that I didn't think about until Raheem Morris just said that. That could be something that pays off for sure, being able to be down there and get the vibe and the feel of the guys and how they're feeling on the grass, as you heard Raheem Morris say there. Speaking of the offense and speaking of Michael Penix Jr., let's talk about him. Raheem Morris knows Michael Penix Jr. didn't play well, said as much yesterday too, but he also said that he is confident he's going to bounce back and his teammates are going to help pick him up.
He's our guy, man. Like, and you're going to have these games, and like, you don't want to have them a lot, but you're going to have them. You don't want to have them in that fashion when everything's spiraling around you, right? There's going to have that game sometimes, and somebody's going to pick you up, and you're going to be able to get out of that game, and you're going to be thankful to your other teammates that picked you up. So when this happens again, we got to be able to bounce around, because it could. You know, got a quarterback in the back that has happened to, and like, you know, those things can happen. But I got a lot of confidence that he's going to bounce back and ready to deal. I've seen him have a bad practice. You know, that's the first time we got to see him have a bad game.
And I'm with Raheem on that. I think most of us felt this way when we were talking about the game yesterday together. Michael Penix Jr., that was his sixth NFL start. We didn't expect him to be perfect throughout his NFL career. Obviously, he's going to have a bad game. All quarterbacks have bad games. That's just what it is. And all players across all professional sports have bad games. Even the great ones, even the Hall of Famers had bad games. That just is what it is. So I fully expect Michael Penix Jr. to bounce back. I fully expect him to come back and have a good game. And Raheem Morris expects the same as well. And he even talked about it. He kept going when talking about Michael Penix Jr. and talked about why he was looking forward to working with Michael Penix Jr. this week. He said, Michael Penix, he's raring to go already.
I don't want to say curious, because I know he's going to respond, because, you know, being around him, I know how he is. I know what he is. I mean, he's a big time competitor. So like, I'm actually looking forward to it. Like, you never want to say you're happy it happened, but I can't wait to see the response. I'm actually more encouraged with Michael Penix's behavior today and his movement today for this franchise and for our team than ever. Like, I can't wait until Wednesday.
There you go. So Raheem Morris, like the way Michael Penix obviously responded as far as what he saw in the facility and in the building yesterday. And he's ready to see Michael Penix continue to respond in the right way. He liked how he moved and how he was doing things in the facility yesterday. And he said he can't wait till Wednesday. And I can't wait till Sunday to see him back out there and hopefully thriving on the field against the Washington Commanders defense. When we come back here on Hometown Take, we did not have a chance to talk about what happened around the NFL and recap week three of the NFL. And we're going to do that when we come back. We'll get to some NFL news, talk about what happened in week three of the NFL as it is now complete after the Lions got a nice win against the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore last night. We'll talk about that and all the other things that happened in week three of the NFL when we come back here about 5-6 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Back to your early morning sports fix. Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. I appreciate you tuning in. 542 here. Hope you all have a great start to your morning. Thank you for tuning in. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now that are on their way to work, already at work. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now that are on their way to the gym, already at the gym. I appreciate you tuning in as well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the radio station wherever you are and whenever you want to. We're about to get into some NFL headlines because we didn't really have a chance to talk about what happened around the league yesterday, as we were rightfully so reacting to that game that happened in Charlotte on Sunday dealing with the Atlanta Falcons. But we're going to right now take some time to recap and talk about everything that went down in the NFL and recap week three, starting with what happened last night in Baltimore. How about the Lions? 38-30 winners over the Ravens. Derrick Henry, a crucial fumble towards the end, gave the Lions the ball back. They were able to go up and put together a couple of big drives, a couple of big fourth down conversions, and I actually have a story about this game. This game had me stressed last night. This game had me real stressed. And I know nobody usually wants to hear about your fantasy team, but it was just such a crazy night that I got to talk about it. So I'm going to just talk about my fantasy team real quick. So just give me this time. Anywho, I had Amon-Ra St. Brown in two of my leagues, and it was coming down to the wire, back and forth. One of my opponents in one of my leagues had Jahmyr Gibbs, and obviously Gibbs had himself a heck of a night. So we were going back and forth, and they were up like a point or something like that, maybe 2 points, whatever it was, going into that final drive, that final Lions offensive drive, the real final Lions offensive drive before they just took a knee. So if you remember, in that final drive, where the Lions are up 31-24. This is right after Derrick Henry fumbles, I believe, right? And so Lions get the ball back. It's a 4th-and-1 or 4th-and-2. Dan Campbell, with the cojones that he has, he throws the ball, or he puts the ball in Jared Goff's hands. Jared Goff throws an absolute dot, a dime, drops it right in the breadbasket to Amon-Ra St. Brown, who is on my squad. Got a nice, I forgot exactly how many yards it was. Might have been 25 or something like that, maybe 15, 17. Anyways, it gave me just enough points to go ahead of both of my opponents at that time. And then I was playing in the Jahmyr Gibbs. I'll update you in another one in a second. So I go ahead, and then David Montgomery goes and scores. So I'm like, yes, that was literally the perfect thing, the perfect scenario that could have happened. I get the fourth down conversion to Amon-Ra St. Brown, get those points, and then they score, but it's not Jahmyr Gibbs, it's David Montgomery who scores. So then the Ravens obviously get the ball back, take up a whole lot of time, and then by the time Lions gets the ball back, all they're doing is taking a knee on it. So no more points are to be scored, and I get myself a nice backdoor victory right at the end. And it was basically the same thing in the other league. In the other league, this is actually the league I won last year, my opponent had Jared Goff. They had Jared Goff, and they had Zay Flowers. Zay Flowers didn't really do anything. Zay Flowers wasn't really a huge factor. I was a little scared on that last drive, but Zay Flowers never got the ball. But they had Jared Goff, but I had Amon-Ra St. Brown. So when that touchdown pass was thrown, okay, Jared Goff some points, but I cut him because I had Amon-Ra St. Brown. So that helped me out in that aspect too. So I backdoored my way to a couple of fantasy victories yesterday, and it's thanks to my guy Amon-Ra St. Brown. So shout out to him. But anywho, this was a very entertaining game. The game did not disappoint whatsoever. And, man, that when you talk about the Lions running game, they ran all over the Ravens last night. 224 yards on the ground. David Montgomery broke off a 72-yard run. He had 12 carries for 151 yards. Jahmyr Gibbs, 22 carries for 67 yards. Sonic and Knuckles both had a pair of touchdowns. That's their nicknames, by the way, if you didn't know. Jahmyr Gibbs is Sonic. David Montgomery, Knuckles. I'm sure you can figure out why. Anywho, the Lions combined for 38 carries, 224 yards on the ground. Jared Goff, 20 of 28, 202 yards. And that lone touchdown to Amon-Ra St. Brown. Again, shout out to you. Anywho, it was a very, very fun game. And these are two teams who I fully expect to be in the mix come playoff time. Two teams that could compete for a Super Bowl. Two teams that could be in their respective conference championship games. But, man, the Lions, I was very impressed with their running game, with their offensive line. Because, remember, this offensive line got heated up, ate up in week one against the Packers. Now, obviously, they bounced back in their week two victory against the Bears, and then they just put together a really nice game against the Lions. So, to me, this was a real statement by the Lions to show, hey, we haven't gone anywhere. Just because we're missing Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn doesn't mean we fell off. So the Lions showing they're still the Lions and they're still Super Bowl contenders and they're still very much NFC contenders. And the Ravens again. Derrick Henry, unfortunately, maybe a little bit of a fumbling problem. He's fumbled once in every game so far, and he fumbled. That it was a crucial fumble in that Buffalo Bills game. And that was a crucial fumble last night against the Lions, too. They were able to, it didn't matter in their week two when he fumbled, they worked around it. But Derrick Henry, a fumble in each of the first three games, not great. So we'll see. I'm sure Derrick Henry will do his best to fix that. But, I mean, that was a guy. You got to give credit to Aiden Hutchinson, too. He's the one that forced the fumble. That was a great punch out. I mean, that was like a textbook punch out for Aiden Hutchinson last night. But a great game all around again. Lions 38-30 winners in Baltimore. They get the dub. They go to 2-1. Ravens fall to 1-2. Other scores and other games around the league that were obviously very fun to watch. Eagles, Rams, Jordan Davis blocking two field goals and blocking what would have been the game-winning field goal for the Rams. Not only did he block it, but he scooped it up, and that boy got on his horse. The Georgia boy was running. He was getting there, man. He was – oh, that was – I was like, man, Jordan Davis, he's looking quick. He's looking fast out there. And I know he lost some weight, and you can tell by the way he was running. But, man, I mean, just great teams find a way to win. And I know Mike Johnson and Allie Mack are listening on the outside on the bullpen. This is not me glazing Eagles because I'm not an Eagles fan. It's just me giving respect. You know, they like to create false narratives, but it is what it is. And then Mike, of course, now turn around and doing the Eagles dances at me. I'm just giving them the due respect. That's all. My girlfriend's an Eagles fan. I'm a Falcons fan. Anywho, it was a really good game. Eagles win 33-26. And like I said, just great teams finding a way to win. But the Rams, they're no slouch either. And that was a really good team that they beat. And don't look now, but this Eagles-Rams dynamic has become, or at least is starting to become, a little bit of a rivalry. You go back to last year, there was some trash talk before the playoff game. There was trash talk after the playoff game. And we know the Eagles, obviously, that was their toughest test throughout the postseason, it felt like, because we know they blew out the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. It wasn't really competitive in the NFC Championship game against the Commanders. The Rams were their only game that it ever felt like they were in danger of losing. And so I say all that to say, at the end of this game, Jalen Carter was wearing Jared Verse's chain, and apparently they had a bet, and obviously Jared Verse lost the bet, so he had to give up his chain. So got his chain took. But this Eagles-Rams dynamic is slowly but surely might already be a rivalry, but if it hasn't yet, it's slowly becoming one. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they done did it again. Got a game-winning drive from Baker Mayfield, and Chase McLaughlin knocked down a late field goal to win it. So, yeah, what else is new? Baker out here doing Baker-ass things. And look, again, I told this story, I think it was last week. I'm happy for Baker. I personally met Baker, and he is a great guy, great dude, but I just would like him to thrive somewhere else other than Tampa. That's my only thing about it. But all in all, that was a really good game. The Packers ended up losing right after, I forgot who it was, defensive lineman or somebody saying they could go undefeated. He felt like they go undefeated. It's very hard to go undefeated in the NFL. So, again, it was one of those games that the Browns defense really showed up. Myles Garrett continues to prove that he's that dude. And we'll get to another defensive lineman who's pretty darn good that's going to be out for the rest of the year here in just a couple of minutes to close things out. But that was a really good showing by the Browns defense. Browns offense did just enough. But the Browns defense really, really piped up and did what they had to do. The Bears, how about Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams looking like they're starting to click? And that offense looked like it's starting to come together. 31 points they put up over the Cowboys, and that Cowboys defense not looking real good. And the Cowboys just overall suffering, and it's not getting any better. CeeDee Lamb looking like he could be on IR, at least going to be out 3 to 4 weeks. But Jerry Jones did say going to the IR is a possibility for him, along with rookie right guard Tyler Booker. He could also head to the IR as well. So you could be missing two big and your biggest offensive piece in CeeDee Lamb, and then another big piece on that offensive line in Tyler Booker. You are probably going to be without them for at least 3 weeks, maybe even 4 weeks, as both of those guys could head to the IR, Jerry Jones said. Speaking of injuries, we unfortunately got some major injuries this week in NFL football. Nick Bosa tore his ACL. Never good news when a guy tears his ACL and has to miss the rest of the season. The only kind of silver lining, Kyle Shanahan said yesterday that it was a clean tear. And he said the doctors told him that as far as ACL tears go, if you had to pick an ACL tear to have, that the one that Nick Bosa got was the one you would want. It was a clean tear. So hopefully that'll help his recovery. He had a partially torn ACL. Was it back in 2020? I believe it was. He tore his ACL in high school too. So he's dealt with this kind of injury. So at least him having the experience of knowing how to come back from an ACL injury will help, but it just sucks because the 49ers are beat up. Nick Bosa now gone. DeMarcus Robinson, he's going to hopefully be coming back from suspension. But, you know, they're going to need some help. Brock Purdy could play this week, so hopefully they're going to get a little bit healthier. But, man, they've just been fighting the injury bug all season long from the jump. But Nick Bosa going to be out. James Conner, Cardinals running back. He suffered a season-ending foot injury. We at first thought it was an ankle injury, but it is an actual foot injury. So he's going to be out the rest of the season as well. Najee Harris, unfortunately, tore his Achilles. So some high-profile running backs, big-name running backs, suffering season-ending injuries, unfortunately, this week in the NFL. And, unfortunately, it's just part of it. It's a war of attrition. So guys are going to be coming back. Jordan Addison, guys like that are going to be coming back from suspension, but guys are on the way out too as far as injuries go. So that is the latest and greatest as far as NFL news goes, and that is my time. I appreciate y'all tuning in this morning. We'll be back tomorrow on a hump day Wednesday. We'll be talking about, we got to get some college talk about that Georgia-Alabama game and the other great slate of college football games that we're going to have this weekend. Also, we didn't get a chance to touch on it today, but the annual opponents leaked. They're officially going to be out, but they're pretty much out already. The annual opponents for the SEC for the next 4 years. The ACC moving to a 9-game schedule. We'll talk about all that tomorrow, and we'll continue to get you ready for Falcons and Commanders. We'll officially turn the page tomorrow and look towards that game. All that coming up on a hump day edition of the Hometown Take. But coming up next on Sports Radio 99 The Game, it's the Morning Shift. Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Alan Mack, ready to hop in the Kia Studios and entertain you for the next 3 hours. Shout out to my girl Noel White holding it down, doing a great job as always. Morning Shift coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Until I talk, peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.